This episode of the Vision Board Podcast is brought to you by Onnit. Why Onnit, you ask? Well, here's a word from Onnit's founder and CEO, Aubrey Marcus.
You know, Onnit is the company that has the tools to improve your performance. And in whatever area that you're looking for, we have something to do it. You know, it's like going to it's the Home Depot of house repair, but instead of house repair, it's body and mind repair. You know, and it's body and mind performance enhancement. It's going to that body shop and figuring out what tools that you can apply to help make your life better.
At the Vision Board Podcast, we only promote supplements that we use ourselves, and we only use the best. To give you insights, here's Johnny.
Yeah, guys, my two favorite that I take, one, Alpha Brain. Alpha Brain really helps improve mental focus and memory, and the second one I really swear by is Shroom Tech. Shroom Tech is designed to help your body with energy and cardiovascular endurance. What's your favorite, Tristan?
Johnny, the two that I love is the Warrior Buffalo Bars. I find these delicious snacks, and they're also perfect for when I'm on the road and also on the run. Also, I love the Dolce Whey. They're grass-fed whey protein isolate, perfect for my smoothies and also my post-workout shakes. Now, guys, check out the range at www.onnit.com, and please use code word VISIONBOARD for 10% off at checkout. Now, guys, enjoy the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, today is the first day of the rest of your life. And now, listen in as Tristan and Johnny bring it all to the table on the Vision Board Podcast.
Guys, welcome back. Episode 125 of the Vision Board Podcast. I'm Tristan Cannell. Alongside me, Johnny Stofko.
What's up, Tristan? What's up, guys? Hashtag 125. A little bit of a Friday wrap-up.
We've had a huge week. We've had legendary Springboks winger. We've had Brian Habana on, and also Yannick Silva, the CEO of Maverick 1000, rubs his shoulders with the likes of, you know, Tim Ferriss, Richard Branson, you know, Russell Simmons. The list goes on, but he's doing some incredible things around the world.
Yeah, both episodes, guys. If you're catching this now on Friday and you haven't listened to Monday or Wednesday, man, we really not even tell you to, but it's for your own, you know, development to listen to both of those episodes. Because Habana, I mean, Brian, coming up through South Africa, lived through apartheid, was there, Nelson Mandela.
An easy place to grow up. I've known heaps of people that have grown up in South Africa. And, you know, it's one of those things that...
You have a good buddy.
Yeah.
Your roommate, or your former roommate.
Yeah, I've got a few friends that are actually South Africans. And
okay.
Especially my father's got a few different people in his crowd that's South Africans. I met heaps of South Africans along my journey, but it's actually interesting compared to... Look, racism happens everywhere, but in that country, it just does seem to be a little bit exaggerated.
Because
not exaggerated,
it's so new,
more,
though, right?
Or more, if that's the word. Is exaggerated a word that we can use? Or?
Yeah, you know what? And I'm very new to, you know, I first time I ever met a South African was when I moved to Australia.
Mm.
But what's gone on there, and having talked to Habana, so this is like, it's on the forefront because of the huge political thing that happened in the 90s with apartheid, the banning of, like, the ownership?
Well, yeah, and it's just one of those things.
Or equal,
like,
rights?
In their rugby team, they have to have a certain percentage of black people in their team. And, like, there's different sporting amongst, you know, it's just, like, the differences in, like...
We would never understand because we don't live there.
I can't understand it well.
It's something that we take for granted. Yeah, I mean, me being from America... You being raised in Australia, two countries that are very similar in terms of...
Multicultural.
Westernized.
And we've been lucky. We've been both raised in a household of... And Brian was the same. Acceptance was huge.
Yeah, and that's something that, you know, when we're sitting down with Habana and just, you know, sometimes throughout that interview, there were moments where I kind of forgot that this guy was a multi-millionaire.
Yeah.
One of the best athletes on the planet because he's so humble.
So humble.
And he had that smile about him, and he was so... generous with his time and his energy and willingness to share those stories. I think I kind of could get a little bit jaded with the whole pro athlete term being from America because I come from the generation of, like, you know, cable TV, pay-per-view TV. You're famous in America as an athlete, you're a rock star, and then certain rock star athletes act a certain way. You know, so I was kind of going into it expecting that.
Yeah.
And I'm learning to not stereotype anybody because I'm like, Habana, one of the best athletes in the world, maybe I should expect him to be this way.
Yeah, but he's very down to earth, and
family-oriented.
That was that line where he says, you know, everyone is unique and everyone has a unique story, but it's important
to be a positive example and set a positive example.
Yeah,
so I guess that's a great takeaway for everyone listening at home, is the fact that, you know, sometimes you don't realize how much of an effect you can have on people.
For sure, man. And it's like, you got to be the role model for, you know, your family, your friends, your teammates. It's living to a standard, right? It's like having your own personal ethical code, your own mission statement for how you carry yourself and to hold yourself accountable. And it's very important to not just go about this little game we call life reckless without any sort of like moral compass.
It's important to help everyone. You know, we all bleed the same blood. We all drink the same water. And, you know, we all live in the same world. So whatever your color of your skin, that doesn't matter. The point is, the biggest thing is just helping
each
other.
You're a human. You're a fucking human being, man. Treat people right, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And kindness, man. And to have somebody, you know, with his status in terms of like having I think it's almost like your duty. Like if you are on a certain level of fame or people do recognize you, you kind of get catapulted into this position that it's almost a requirement to kind of impact people. And not all of them do it.
Yeah.
Habana definitely does on the positive aspect.
Yeah, and it's good to see people that actually have a wide reach actually use it for some good, you know what I mean?
Like
we see so many silly ones, you know. There's the Kardashians and...
That's the easy target, right?
Do you know what I mean? Like, there's some ones that could be using, you know, their popularity for better. Do you know what I mean? But then you got guys like Brian, and Brian has a huge following as well.
Yep.
He's always putting inspirational quotes up.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, he's always... His body language is brilliant. Like, he's always smiling, and he's just always positive. So I think if there's a take-home point for everyone else, is just, you know, you can control the controllables, and being positive and sharing good is one of those controllables.
It's definitely controllable, man. Like, when we're talking about, you know, Yannick, to switch, you know, stance a little bit, our second interview we did with Silver, this guy, I mean, you know, listening to that episode and hearing all of his key points, I mean, the guy was really started at a young age. He could have been comfortable and stayed in that environment with his dad. You know, how many times do we hear that story? You know, and you make a good career off of it. You know, you take the family business, your dad, you know, it's comfortable, it's not easy.
You do it, and then you pass it on to your son.
So. Yeah, he could have easily done that. And, you know, I'm glad you brought the key point up with Habana, because Silver had that awesome quote. He talks about you gotta dream bigger, and he was talking about the bigger your vision, the higher frequency you'll be on, because the bigger your vision, you'll be surrounding yourself around those people who not only understand and speak that language, but who have even bigger visions than yours.
Oh, big time.
Next thing you know, you're on a list to go to space.
But we talk about having a big vision, man.
Yeah,
and
that, you know, that's what we're about at the Vision Board Podcast.
Yeah, dreaming outside that realm of possibility, you know what I mean? Like for him, getting on the space, just some of the things he's done, like creating Maverick 1000.
Yeah.
Pitching Richard Branson.
Yeah, but dude, don't sleep on the volleyball thing, man, because I don't know if I surprised anybody in that interview. I was really into beach volleyball, and we brought up Karch Karai. And dude, Tristan, it's a guy that I've messaged before, I wanted to talk to. He, in the beach volleyball realm, is Michael Jordan. He had this presence about him, and his name, Karch Karai, in ABC Wild World of Sports when I was a kid in the 90s. In late 80s, would play it on Saturdays, and you just saw this beast that he had that presence about him. Yannick Silva played against him.
Wow.
When he shared that story with us, he said that his friend was a pro and needed a fill-in, and Yannick always wanted to be a volleyball player, and it just happened. He got called up, got dominated, but he played against Karch Karai.
It's a learning experience.
5'8" Yannick Silva.
You got to put yourself out there.
You got to put yourself out there, man.
Love that quote, what he said, the best ideas don't come at your desk.
Oh, dude, right? They don't, man. You got to put yourself out of your comfort zone. You got to expand literally your horizons to expand your consciousness and get out of the four walls, sort of.
I think I agree. A lot of my best ideas have actually come when I'm either training or I'm going for a walk. It's actually interesting. I think maybe sometimes just sitting at your desk just kind of, I don't know, just
I think
pigeonholes you a little bit into that space, and you just don't have creative thoughts.
I feel you, man, and I think that there's a lot of stuff going on around us that as humans we're not able to kind of be aware of how it affects us, such as like if you're sitting in a room with four walls like we are here, there isn't a constant energy flow. There isn't a constant energy coming in and out. There isn't light sources that are natural. It's all artificial. So I wonder how much that plays into our own senses of synapses and the way we think and having creativity being sparked. Do you know what I mean?
I think you're onto something, because those four walls can drain you.
They could drain you, and they could also limit you and also limit the way you think. And
get out there, fresh air, you know,
something. You know, yeah. It doesn't have to be go to space. You don't have to create the Maverick 1000.
Get those, you know.
But the words are very important and powerful, what he says. Like you said, they're not going to come at your desk. And it reminds me of the definition of insanity. You know, that point keeps getting driven home, but... You know, if you continually do the things you've always done, you always get what you've always got.
Yeah, I love that quote.
Yeah, it's a good
talk about planning and, you know, getting ahead and innovating. So really enjoyed that. Guys, next week we're gonna continue to bring the heat. Next week
we've got
Tim Sykes. Okay. Tim's doing some great things in the stock market over in America. He's also a coach
and philanthropist.
Oh, yeah.
Building schools
left
and
out the best part.
Yeah, man.
All across Asia.
All across Asia, that's right.
Laos and all sorts of
Cambodia.
So a lot of those third world countries that he really is supporting.
To actually see a guy coming from the stock industry or finance industry giving back, building schools. Should be pretty powerful.
Yeah, should be a great interview. Then we've got the controversial, but in my mind, brilliant, Pete Evans.
Yeah, Pete Evans, man, this is a guy. All you Australians will know who he is. American celebrity chef, similar to your Wolfgang Pucks. He's a Sydney-based guy, always in the news. But the important part is his intent is in the right place. He wants to help people. So
absolutely. He just wants to see a healthier world. I think sometimes he gets unstuck because some journalists want to bring out some one-liners from him. But it's going to be interesting to pick his brain because at the end of the day, he's very highly successful.
Yeah.
One of the most recognizable people in Australia. And I can't wait to chat with him, man.
Definitely. His process, business, restaurateur, master chef, shoulder to shoulder with the greats. Be good to share the space and bring a different dynamic to the vision board, for sure.
All right, guys, just remember, if you haven't yet, really check out those interviews with Yannick Silva and Brian Habana. Johnny, just the social media stuff, buddy.
Yeah, guys, follow me, Johnny Stofko, all social medias, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube.
Yeah, and I'm Tristan Cannell Fitness. You can get me across all the social media channels. But, guys, thanks again for tuning in. Remember to share it with your family and friends. And remember, you can subscribe via iTunes, SoundCloud, and Stitcher. And on iTunes, please leave us a 5-star review.
Yeah, guys, it takes a couple minutes. That's how we continue to grow. We really appreciate you guys listening and, you know, share the love.
Yeah, have a great week.
Peace.
And weekend, guys. We will check you on Monday with Tim Sykes.
Yes, sir.
Peace.
Peace.
Welcome to the Vision Board Podcast, stories of success from around the world.
You guys are scratching an itch, and that's why this podcast has become popular and successful, is because you guys are scratching an itch. You're enjoying it, and you're also benefiting from the knowledge that people are dropping.
I've never met the person in my life, including my parents, that was able to outwill me about me.
Whatever profession you're in, you need to keep working hard at it. You know, nothing comes easy these days, and, you know, you'll get knocked down, but get back up, that counts, so just keep working hard at it.
You know, you guys said you do stuff, you ask things that aren't Googleable. You guys are 2 for 2.
There's never been a time in my life where anybody ever was able to tell me who I was more than I knew who I was.
To join our vision and follow the journey, please subscribe to the Vision Board Podcast via iTunes, SoundCloud, and Stitcher.